KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're listening to Sound Lab until 8 p.m., and then you can stay tuned for the Grateful Dead Hour. That was a song called Whoa, There's No Limit by Lord Echo. And up next, gonna hear a song by a new artist named Sudan Archives. This is a wonderful album. I'm really loving it. Released on Stone's Throw. And this song is called Wake Up.
If we were under the mistletoe, I'd go.
all the things that you mean to me.
Hell yeah.
What is me is deeper than sea. So lonely, no. This kind of vibe is stronger in time. Won't go on, I know this. So concrete and hold it. Hearts live righteously. Whatever it is, I know that it's real. Long as you know, no complaints. You're all that I feel.
Sister, soul.
You must be my soul, sister.
Soul, sister.
Hey, sis. You must be my soul, sister.
Soul,
sister. Hey, sis. You must be my soul, sister.
If you go back to 93, 94, what kind of equipment were you using to make your first records, and how has that changed
anything
over time?
Anything I could borrow. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I own nothing. You go, motherfucker. I went in Guitar Center quietly testing out something, so they thought. Nigga, I had my cassette and was in there making a track. I spent about an hour on it and put that motherfucker about 6 months later. That's the truth. Anywhere I can get acknowledgement from. I mean, I put two tape decks together and made a, you know.
So you made a 12-inch in Guitar Center inside the store.
Yeah, it was whack. It was nothing to talk about. I don't even think I pressed up more than 20 of them. But I'm going to tell you something. And, hold on, baby, just for a second. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't what you got. It's what you do with what you have. You understand? And It ain't what you do. It's how you do it. And that goes with anything. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. And it ain't in what you do. And whatever you do, do it well. When you leave here, what you do, do it well. It ain't what you got. It's what you do, what you have. You know, you could take a tape deck and a McCuffalum record and make the baddest track tomorrow. And these McCuffalum up here with million-dollar studios ain't making shit. And I'm sure you hear it all day on the radio. You know, that's something for y'all to think about. And just take heave. I ain't saying y'all got to believe everything I do because I make a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of U-turns. I made a lot of wrong way avenues down the wrong streets. And I'm blessed to be here. Truly blessed.
Fire, sweep you and I. Honey, don't you know it?
When you do things for people, it is a learning process. That's why we all here now. It's a learning process. You get to hear other people's stories. You get to hear other people's tragic endeavors. You get to hear what other people that went through. You also get to hear success stories. And you add them to your situation. Well, how can this benefit me? How can this, you know, help my situation out? My endeavor was the same as everybody else. You have to learn by not sitting in no classroom. You had the best classroom in the world is the biggest class. Good reason why I started my label, because there was no way I can help my environment in my own neighborhood if I can't help my mother. How I'm gonna get these mothers up from the street that ain't got no money, about to go to a prom, need shoes? How I'm gonna help them out if I ain't got nothing to offer? You understand? So I had to make an adjustment in my life to make sure I get a little bit of money or get something going on so I can clean up some of these parks, help out some of these kids, and take care of some of these neighborhoods up in Farmington. So that was my decision.
So you decided not to only release your own music, but you released other people's records as well.
Well, yeah, you got to help everybody else out. I mean, you know, you got to. I mean, it's hard out there. And you got a lot of talent out there. And I have to honestly say, some of the best musicians on this planet, we probably will never hear. They're in the basements. They ain't got no money. You know, they're going to have to get jobs elsewhere. And probably some of the baddest motherfuckers. Unfortunately, some of the wackest producers in the world, we're going to hear all the time. Because it's all about who you know, in most cases.
A bit. We've been running, beating, tucked down, cause our skin
hot shine, shine right through the hay.
I'm a king, she a queen, they all know we're great. I know you a fan, who you want my style? Can you rock a paint chain? Can you rock my sorrows? I know they're afraid, cause I'm educated. Yeah, yeah, you're looking at greatness. I'm
melanin man.
No, 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 that ain't a tame, yeah. You're a fan of them. My heritage is your new trend. Yeah. Nah, 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 there they go. They so fly.
Melanin.
Thank you. evolution. Now, to grow beyond one's previous capacity to become your own truth. We associate evolution with a battle of wills, of the strong versus the weak. But in actuality, it's a battle of adaption and endurance. Those who are best adapted and have the capability to endure all obstacles, regardless of strengths and weaknesses, are the ones who survive. Manifest your wings and fly.
Are listening to KGNU member supported radio. This is Sound Lab, and I am with you until 8 p.m. and then you can hear the Grateful Dead Hour from 8 to 9 p.m. Let's see, we've been all over here with Sound Lab musically. The last song played was called Bulky Backside, and that was by Blow, B-L-O. Before that, we heard a wonderful song by an artist named Nyan, N-G-A-N, and that song is called Evolution. Before that, we heard Melanin Man featuring Masigo, and that was by Brass Tracks. And before that, we heard a song called Fake Molly Love by Larry B. Really liking that EP called Five Sad Songs. And before that, we heard Nabuma Rubber Band, and that was by Little Dragon. And before that, we heard Nakamura by Hiatus Coyote. I really like them. That was off of their album a few years ago. Really wonderful album. And before that, we heard Zodiac by Flying Lotus. Before that, we heard Soul Sista by Bilal, and that was the Like rework. And that finished off the set. Let's see here. What else do we have? Got some house Roy Davis Jr. coming up. Some house out of Sweden, HNNY. Honey is how you pronounce that name. A instrumental that was sampled on an Erykah Badu song, really like, called Dreamflower by Tarika Blue. And, you know, I may have to throw in the last cut on the new Jay-Z album. I'm really, really liking that album. 444 is the name, his 13th studio album. Got great reviews and just a really great album. And then we also did hear some cuts of a Moody Man interview. That was his RBMA London interview in 2010. And I really, really love the beginning of that interview. I think he has some really great points and a really, really funny guy, actually. So I have another little clip from the interview that I'll be playing later on. But he's a really, really interesting guy. That's Moody Man. He is an independent house artist and kind of just alternative artist out of Detroit. And the next cut is actually going to be about radio in Detroit when he was growing up. It's really interesting. He talks about his musical influences growing up and says that there was a DJ who a lot of musicians at that time who went on to be musicians were influenced by named Mojo. And I guess everyone in Detroit used to listen to Mojo, and he was really famous, and it's pretty, pretty interesting, right? Fun to learn about. So, gonna keep going now with the music. Hope everyone is having a great night. It looks like it is raining out there. That really came on very fast. When I came in, it was sunny, so it's just all over, right, with this summer rain. 1 minute it's hailing, the next it's sunny. Just never know what we're gonna get. Hope everyone is staying dry.
Detroit, if you can put us in the place of your influences, you just explain how passionate you are about your hometown and how it made you. Musically speaking, can you name some sort of DJs and producers maybe from when you were coming up that really had a massive influence?
Mojo. I will say Mojo. Marvelous Marv. That's why a few of us today got so much knowledge, you know. And it's a shame that a lot of people just listen to hip-hop or will just listen to rock, and that's all they want to listen to. You understand what I'm saying? It's a blessing to have experience. You understand? It's a true blessing, and you got to share all of that, you know? You got to have witness to everything, you know? You don't know what's around that corner if you don't peek around it. You know, you got to hear and listen and keep an open mind about things, you know? And that's what our DJs used to give us. Today is a little different, you know. You're going to hear the same record, not right now, but give about 20 minutes. That'll be right back on. You know, brainwash. And a couple of them. I ain't gonna lay a lot of that shit I do like. I like steak and potatoes. I can't eat that all day, every day, though. You understand? I like a little different, a little something. Give me something. You understand?
It's really not a coincidence, though, that so many influential and inspiring producers, you know, potentially of your generation and before from Detroit, all reference Mojo. You know, everyone talks about Mojo. You know, that influence, you know, obviously had an effect on so many people whose records we all enjoy today from different genres as well. So can you talk to us about that radio show and what it was and what the experience of listening to that show was like?
Well, it was incredible. Nowadays, imagine at a red light, you bumping your shit in your car. At a red light, Buffalo next to you bumping the same shit. Now you're getting that stereo effect. Now you got Buffalo behind you bumping that same shit. On to left bumping that same shit. Now he gets on the radio and asks you, if you in your car, flick on your lights. And then you realize you're in a traffic jam and everybody's flicking on their motherfucking lights. And you realize everybody's listening to the same goddamn. That's the effect the Mojo had. If you're not in your car, you could be at home. When he asks you to flick on them lights, you get on your front porch and you flicking on the lights. You look out the window, the whole neighborhood on fire. You understand? He asks you to tie a rope, tie a knot. When you still slipping, keep hanging. You understand? That's how he talked to people. And it made it seem like you was in the room with him, or either he was in the room with you. It was a true blessing to have a DJ like that. And unfortunately, most people never got to see Mojo. That was one thing he was really adamant about. You hear him on the radio, but you ain't going to see him nowhere. He ain't going to pop up at the Hot 95 Hot Show, and he's up in there DJing. You ain't going to know what he looked like. Which a lot of that has to brush off on us. Like, you wonder why you are like certain things. You wonder why like I am like certain things. A lot of us has that to do with that, besides having felonies and other things. There ain't no telling who's looking for us, you know. But my identity is not important about what I do. What I look like is not important. What fella I am is not important. So, yeah, I do tend to hide myself behind certain situations. But I do that at home. Again, I'm not going to get out here and change my ways because I'm out here in front of somebody I don't know. You know, I'm not going to get out here and lie to nobody. Again, what I will do is give you the truth. Thank you.
So we have a request. I just want to say thank you to Rick Green for calling in and requesting the song The World is a Ghetto by War. Great to hear KGNU listeners, and want to say thank you for all of your support. Rick had a wonderful story about how he was visiting Colorado in 1976, and he said he went to the KGNU studio. At that time, he said it was downtown. I don't believe it's in the same place. I'm not sure, though, but now it's out on Walnut. But he said that he went in 1976 to the KGNU studio. He was, I think, looking for a ride, he said, and he got to be on air. So thanks for the request for The World is a Ghetto. And shout out to all the listeners out there. We really appreciate all of your support and continued ears. Thanks for sharing your ear with us for a little bit.
Take those monies and spread across families. My sister Hattie and Luna, nephews, cousins, and TT. Eric, the rest of B for whatever she wants to do. She might start an institute, she might put poor kids in school. My stake in Rock Nation should go to you. Leave a piece for your siblings to give to their children too. Title to champagne, do say I'd like to see a nice piece, fund ideas for people who look like we. We gon' start a society within society. That's major, it's like the Negro League. There was a time America wouldn't let us ball. Those times are now back, it's now called Afrotech. Generational wealth, that's the key. My parents ain't half shit, so that shift started with me. My mom took up money, she bought me bonds. That was the sweetest thing of all time. Legacy, 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 legacy. Black excellence, baby, you gon' let them see. Legacy, 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 legacy. Black excellency, baby, let them see. I remember like listening to Wu-Tang, and then he's like, yo, see, marry his seed, marry my seed. That's how we keep Carter money all in the family. You see my father, son of a preacher man, whose daughter couldn't escape the reach of the preacher's hand. That charge of energy set all the Carters back. It took all these years to get to zero. In fact, I hated religion, cause here was this Christian, he was preaching on Sundays versus how he was living Monday. Someday I forgive him, cause strangely I division like the multiple religion I study. Muslim, Buddhists, and Christians, and I was running from him, but he was giving me wisdom. See how the universe works? It takes my hurt and help me find more of myself. It's a gift and a curse. That's called the Red Queen's race. You run this hard just to stay in place. Keep up the pace.